Good morning. Today I thought I'd chat about change and how much courage it takes to change, and how, as much as we want to change, somehow we have no idea of how difficult it might be or the impact of it. Because in reality, change doesn't only affect us, it affects everybody around us. The family that surrounds us, our partners, people we work with, our friends, all somehow react to the change within us. Some people may applaud it and support it, and some people may not. Some people may subconsciously not like the idea of your change. So if you're suddenly going to let go of a lot of weight, for instance, and you become slim and trim and much better in your mind about how you feel about yourself, a part of them may resent it. They might start presenting you with desserts that they've never done before, or something like that. It doesn't always mean that the people around you are going to be supportive. So it's important to understand that change affects everyone, not just you. But change also takes a lot of courage. And part of the reason it takes courage is that the body itself doesn't like change. The body itself is meant to stay the same. It's set up for homeostasis. There's all sorts of regulatory processes that are meant to stay consistent, like our temperature, our blood pressure, our heart rate, even our blood cell count, the white cell count. They all try and stay the same, consistent. So the body really doesn't like change. But on the other hand, the spirit or the soul or the energy or your personality, really, we don't like sameness. And sometimes that's where the battle begins. I've done a lot of change in my life. I've made some major changes and some small ones. And I'm definitely a personal growth addict. But I really do wonder sometimes if I'm leaping out into the unknown using my brain or just the fact that I like adventure in some way. Because this is an element of fear. You do need courage for it. Because in truth, if there's not some fear in the whole thing, it doesn't take courage to step forward. And you must have fear, otherwise you've got nothing to overcome and be courageous about. In other words, if you're not afraid, no courage or bravery is needed. And in all the years I've worked with clients, so many of my clients feel the same. They define themselves this way, and because they felt frightened about making change, frightened of letting go of social anxiety, frightened of letting go of fear, frightened of changing jobs or partners, because they felt that fear, they became less likely to take action. So I want to break two myths right now. I want to break down some old stories that are just not true. First, that spiritual growth is always easy and filled with light and love and joy and applause from those around you. And that secondly, if we're afraid or scared when we do something, we aren't being courageous. Now, both of these myths are nonsense, absolutely nonsense. Personal change can be huge and rough. I mean, it's really based on moving into the unknown, and the unknown is always scary and harder to deal with than the familiar. You're learning new patterns, you're learning new habits, you're learning new ways of thinking and behaving. And you do need to be courageous about it. So the more you feel the fear and a little bit scared about making this change, just know the more courageous you are. And the real truth about courage is that it's an action more than just a feeling or a state of being. It's doing what you know you need to know, even if it scares you. And I always have in my mental vision about change when I'm going into something major, the image of the caterpillar. And I know it's an old story, but it's a truism. That caterpillar who's going to transform into that exquisite butterfly. I mean, there's really no similarity between the caterpillar and the butterfly. But when you think about it, that butterfly is inside the caterpillar always. So whenever I'm evolving into something, whenever I'm leaving one state to move into the next, into that very difficult passage in between the before and the coming up, the change, I find it comforting to think about that your future self or my future self is already in me. That caterpillar has always had that butterfly inside them. So all the mystery and the evolution that change entails, know that your future self is already a seed within you. It's already there, and all you have to do is to commit to it and step into it, and you'll fly like the butterfly. So although you do need courage to change, and it can be scary, know that courage really is a strong part of who you are, and that's something to celebrate, as is your change. So that's something to think about. And if you want more to think about, don't forget to register and get all of the podcasts that I've been doing over the past few weeks and will be doing in the future months. And I look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you.